Question was asked, is it a problem for one to be a magician today?
If you're doing sleight of hand, you're doing mirrors, whatever, that's what he's talking about.
So Chacham Avadia says it's a problem. And Moshe Feinstein discusses the aspects why it would be a problem. And then he says it could be that when you're doing something as entertainment and everyone knows you don't have forces and everyone knows you're tricking them, it could be there's what to talk about. And I beg to differ with Rabbi Feinstein, little old me, but I saw when I made my magic shows that there were plenty of people who thought I had real forces. And it didn't matter that at the beginning of the show, I would tell people, I don't have forces. It's all sleight of hand. And I will show you one trick just to illustrate how it's sleight of hand. I will take the coin and make it disappear and show you that I didn't really make it disappear, right? I just, as I took it, I dropped it into the other hand. But in front of your eyes, it looked like that, right? So when I told people that in the beginning, and I would make handkerchiefs disappear and other stuff, and I explained it in the beginning, didn't help me. By the time I was done with the show, people were coming and asked me to cure their relatives. Oh, really? And I didn't have a beard then. I wasn't rabbi. I was a 15-year-old kid, right? And people were asking me to cure their relatives. You'd be surprised how much people believe in this. And that's why I have a very hard time with Rabbi Feinstein's response. I don't think it holds in reality. Meaning, Rabbi Feinstein had that opinion. I respect that. My experience is not that way. I think that's why I don't do it. I can make a lot of money doing magic shows. I could sit and learn all day and do 3 shows a month, and I'd be supporting a kollel here.
Common sense is rare these days, huh?